cliffcentral.com.
All right, George, what do you got for us today?
Why is my browser not working? There we go. Why on earth is this?
George is having technical difficulties.
I'm having technical
because you've been looking up garbage trucks all day on Auto Trader. That's the problem.
Yeah, that probably was because I would have gone on to Auto Trader to go and look for one thing. The thing I did go into Auto Trader this morning for is we having, besides the Black Friday 882 cars that I was mm-hmm. talking about, we have a special, or should I say, a competition. And the competition is you can download our app. And if you download our app, you can stand a chance to win 2,000 Rand.
Okay, that sounds good.
There's a bit of a process involved. You have to download the app, take a screenshot of your new shiny app.
Okay.
Post it on social media with the hashtag Black Friday is ready, and tag Auto Trader SA, and then you can stand a chance to win 2,000 Rand.
Who doesn't want 2,000 Rand? Go on, win. Let's go. Let's do this ASAP.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Do you have trolleys, George? Have you got trolleys? Because Ben was asking earlier, what about trolley wheels for those guys that collect the garbage? I mean, do we have trolleys on Auto Trader, or is that technically not an automobile?
I've never seen a trolley. I don't think they're roadworthy, and that's probably one of the reasons why. So we don't have any trolleys on Auto Trader. Not that I've seen. I'm going to go search and see.
Okay, well, we'll find out. This is a new thing to do. I think Ben's just been cut off. He did say he had to leave at 7:50, but there he is. He's gone. That's all right. I'll pick up the trash. I'll be the guy who grabs the trash this morning. Ben is not reliable. He's not reliable. If you needed him to collect your rubbish, he just wouldn't be there on time, and it would sit outside in the sun and get all steamy and maggoty and gross. So you can rely on me at least.
Well, right. I would worry about, you know. Ben, you know, doing that hop onto the back of the truck, falling into the compact and having to clamber his way.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God. That's hilarious. All right. What else have we got?
There is a Nissan Juke. I don't know if you know what a Nissan Juke is, Gareth, mm-hmm. but there is a Nissan Juke hidden in the 500... unit note of the currency of Cambodia.
Really? Where is it?
So if you look at that image, see that
there's
that
a car. Yes.
Is in this Duke.
Ah, okay. Is there a specific reason that the Cambodians would want to promote Nissan?
No idea, actually. So the thing is, every single country has different things, and I want to go and find out why this Nissan Duke is in their note. Mm. But different countries have different things on their notes, like the United States currency has those symbols on it. South Africa has the Big Five. Mm-hmm. Australia, I think, has their prime minister.
All right.
Or something to do with the royalty. But every country has something. Queen. We've got Nelson Mandela on ours. Yeah. But a Nissan Juke, why choose that car?
Well, maybe they provide, I don't know, Cambodia maybe provides the windows or the bumper or the badge or something. There must be something that they do with it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have chosen that car specifically, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, they've got a mix of the Nissan Juke. They've got a bridge. They've got, if you look at it, it's Egyptian hieroglyphy in the background. I'm interested to go and find
George,
out why.
That's not Egyptian. That's from Angkor Wat, which is the famous.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the famous old temple in Cambodia. So that's more of a kind of their own ancient heritage. But the Juke, definitely not their ancient heritage.
Yeah, I don't understand why that Duke is there, or Duke is there, should I say. But I'd like to find out more about why it's there.
All right.
And then you renew your car license now. I mean, we've been able to do it for a while without queuing. So if you go to the actual licensing department, you're going to have to queue. And,
yeah, that's
whatever the case may be.
So
it is a horrible thing to do. So, but I wanted to highlight the cheapest place to renew your car license. And that is the post office.
Aha. Uh-huh. Mm. Provided you can actually find one that works or that has electricity.
That is true. But if you go into major shopping centers, sometimes there is a post office office in major shopping centers. Mm-hmm. And I've found that that's the easiest way to renew your license. I did mine there. And there's no additional fees if you go to the post office. Whereas if you go to the other queuing services, you pay from up to from 200 Rand, sometimes 250 Rand for the service itself.
Right. Also, George, I think you know what you've got to find out. You've got to find out if you have fines, because if you go there and you've got to suddenly pay like 2,000 Rand in fines and you're not prepared for it, that's a problem. Yeah, it's a big.
Yeah, you might not get your license.
Correct. And there's no Black Friday discounts from the traffic department. They're not going to give you any of that.
No, I've very rarely got fines. In my driving time, but I did get one the other day. Oh. 800 Rand. I was doing 100 kilometers an hour onto an on-ramp, and I didn't realize that. I suppose I knew, but I didn't realize I was doing 100 on the on-ramp. So I was speeding up to 120 to get onto the highway, but the on-ramp is actually an 80 kilometer an hour zone. You only when you're on the highway itself can you do 120.
George, stop making excuses. You are a criminal and a lawbreaker, and you've been fined because you don't follow the rules of the road. That's all.
Well, I didn't follow the rules of the road, and I got 800 and fine. And but the interesting part was PayCity SMS'd me, mm-hmm. and then gave me a call. One of those automated calls, and said to me, I've got a fine. So if you go and you create an account in PayCity or a login in PayCity, you'll actually be notified if you've got fines.
Well, I think maybe they were also angling for a bribe. I mean, PayCity's never contacted me for anything. They must have seen that it was you, George, and gone, let's try and contact this guy. Maybe if we can get him to pay, you know, us instead of actually pay the fine. Yeah, there's some smart people out there. Scams that are going on.
Yeah, I don't disagree that it could have been the problem, but I don't know about PayCity. Maybe the traffic department.
Steve says PayCity works really well.
It does. It does.
All right.
And then finally, 8 obscure car facts that you probably didn't know. I thought I'd leave you with some lighthearted stuff after all the trash talk.
Hit us. Let's go.
So the first one is Ford planned a nuclear-powered car in the 1950s. You know, when Einstein and all those clever people split the atom?
Yeah.
Ford actually planned a nuclear-powered car, and then they ditched the idea.
Wow. Imagine driving a car with nuclear power. That would make me feel very, very strong and invincible on the roads. Of course, it would also immediately raise the specter of all kinds of radiation leaks on every highway in South Africa every time anyone had an accident. Not a good idea.
And then another fact that you probably don't know, I didn't know this, the world's first speeding fine occurred in 1896, and a gentleman by the name of Walter Arnold, who was actually a car dealer in the UK, was fined for driving his Benz back in the day at the breakneck speed of 13 kilometers per hour beyond the 3.2 kilometer per hour speed limit.
They had a 3.2 kilometer per hour speed limit. That's walking is faster than that.
It was for horses. So there was a speed limit. And he got a fine of 1 shilling, which in today's money is 1 rand.
Wow. Poor guy. I hope it didn't break the bank.
And then for those Formula One nuts out there, you know that Formula One cars have wings on the back and wings on the front that cause downforce, push the car down onto the ground. And then they also have an upside down wing under the floor that sucks the car onto the ground. Theoretically, it's never been tried, but theoretically, a Formula One car would be able to drive upside down in a tunnel at 190 kilometers an hour.
Wow. I'd love to see them do that. There must be a tunnel where they can move the lights to the floor and they can actually test this out. I mean, that would be science worth experimenting on.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
I agree.
I might even watch Formula One if they did it upside down.
Well, there we go. There's the FIA listen. We spend an average of 36 hours stuck in traffic every single year.
Oh. Only 36 hours. I think that's a low number.
That's an average.
I think that's a low number for people who are on the N1 highway between Pretoria and Joburg. I think that 36 hours a year would be a bonus for those people, because I think it's an hour every day in the morning, an hour every day in the evening. And that's conservative, because sometimes there's an accident. So that's already, that's already 2 hours a day, which means 10 hours a week.
I agree. I think there are some pockets like the Pretoria pocket that number is very low for. And then you might know this. Well, I think you do know this, Gareth, but some of the people might not know this, is that there's a Tesla floating in space.
Oh.
Since when?
Yes, man. I remember they attached it to one of Elon's rockets. Yeah. And then they fired it up there, and now it's busy floating around like space junk.
Yep, it's floating around like space junk. Mm-hmm. And then second to last, the man who invented cruise control was actually blind.
Really?
Yep, the guy who invented cruise control was blind. Wow. And then very lastly, the highest mileage ever achieved on a car.
He wasn't the test driver, then I'm happy with that.
That's cool. No, I'm pretty sure he wasn't the test driver. Sorry. Maybe self-driving would have been a good feat for him.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And then the highest mileage ever achieved on a car is 5.2 million kilometers.
What?
5.2.
What was that?
I don't know. I'll look it up. It was a 36 hours and...
Jesus, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. You can't just drop a clanger on us like that and then sip your tea and leave the room, George. That's a big number.
It was
a
1966 Volvo 1800S.
Well, that speaks very highly of that Volvo, I'll tell you. You know, my grandfather used to say that it's not about how fast the car goes, it's about how many miles you can get on it. And that would have impressed him no end.
that was done in 1966.
Very impressive.
And in 2018 he had done more than 5.2 million kilometers in the car. So from 1966 to 2018.
It's a big deal. All right, George. Yeah. That is excellent. What a high note to end things on. We will start our trash collecting business next week, which is going to be amazing. And Simpiwe will be taking your calls on like which neighborhoods we can come and service first. I mean, it's going to be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
George is going to find us that the trash compactor truck and maybe even a honey sucker or two. We could even come and suck up the shit in your septic tank. I mean, who knows? We could be really helpful. There's lots that we can. We're not afraid to get our hands dirty on this show. All right, everybody, have an excellent weekend. CliffCentral.com.